This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace. Sharon Osbourne is proving that it's never too late in life to take hold of your needs and wants. That's not us being catty, it's what she said. Following rumors of infidelity and disappearance from Ozzy, Sharon responded to the allegations with a confirmation that the two of them are split up. Though she would not confirm or deny the rumors regarding Ozzy cheating on Sharon with a hairstylist. The 63-year-old did say that as she enters the last chapter of her life, she doesn't know what she wants to do with the rest of it, but she can't, quote, keep living life like this. And in this, Sharon has found confidence and empowerment. Azalea Banks gets put on blast for putting others on blast. The rapper took to Twitter last night after what she thought were clear indications that Zayn Malik's new music video had been influenced by her. And when Malik didn't return the love, Azalea Banks lost it. Her feed became a barrage of racist, homophobic, and generally horrible slurs towards the singer and any other celebrity who defended him. Also, thanks to Twitter, the attention reached UK festival Born and Bred, who canceled her headlining slot at the urging of fans and threats of boycotting from the festival's other artists. Banks responded by saying that UK rap is a disgrace to the culture in general, in a tweet. John Carpenter is not re-releasing some of his best love movie themes, he's re-recording them. Following his Lost themes and subsequent Lost Themes 2, Carpenter has decided to re-record four iconic themes from his movies made available on two 12-inch records, Halloween, backed with Escape from New York, and Assault on Precinct 13, backed with The Fog. Special blue and red editions will be available for purchase at shows on his upcoming tour, which stops in Austin at the Moody Theater on June 23rd. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.